do you say to someone when something changed between the time you got you completed? All right. Well, first of all, you didn't fall asleep at the wheel there. I didn't actually tell you what you do. It is something that I'm going to cover on the next call in the follow-up part. But basically, what you have to do is you have to rehabilitate. Okay, you got to rehabilitate what it was that caused that person in the first place to be curious and desirous of what it was. And so it's not like you announce or anything. It's just a very kind of a subtle conversation. Obviously, I'm going to do some very quick things just to make sure, A, did you get the DVD or did you get the online movie? Did it malfunction in the middle of it? Or, you know, did your boss walk in and catch you looking at it, right? So don't project out that they didn't watch it. You want to, you know, you call with a full assumption that they have watched it and they're excited about it. But then when they say, I didn't watch it, basically you're going to, you know, work with them and say, you know, what's going on? You know, and they're like, well, you know, I just didn't get around to it. Right. So if their excuse sounds very lame to you, then that's when you know that something changed. And so, you know, you just say, so how was your day at work today? How's the man of your dreams? You know, or something like that, just in conversation that, you know, she says she didn't watch it. And you say, okay, I get it. I understand. So how was your day today? You know, how's the man of your dreams doing? Right? Or something like that. And what you want to do is that you basically are going to go back through. You've got to rehabilitate what that person initially said. All right? Rehabilitate means to restore. And so you want to walk that person back through it. It's the only logical thing that you can do.